This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A federal appeals court has blocked a grants competition from awarding money to businesses that are majority owned by black women. That program, run by an Atlanta venture capital firm called the Fearless Fund, is now on hold while a lawsuit by the American Alliance for Equal Rights, run by a conservative activist, moves forward. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Lawsuits like the one happening in Atlanta could have a chilling effect on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts across the business world.
I think that they're designed to cause people to withdraw.
Stacey Hawkins is a law professor at Rutgers. She's also run corporate diversity programs and says employers might roll back racial diversity initiatives, even if they're perfectly legal.
Because they fear now that there is going to be some consequence associated with continuing that conduct.
There could also be fallout for black entrepreneurs who are seeking funding. Sarah Kunst runs the venture capital firm Clio Capital.
We're sort of kind of reactionary herd animals.
Kunst says, yeah, some investors could press pause on any DEI efforts they worry could get them sued. But she says it's a chance for all venture capitalists to review their investing practices and make sure they are funding every entrepreneur with a good idea, including women of color.
If you're an investor who historically has not paid enough attention to black women as a demographic to back, you know, you're leaving money on the table, and that means you're not doing your job very well.
According to Crunchbase, in the first half of 2021, black women received less than 0.4% of all venture funding in the U.S. That's despite being about 8% of the total population. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.